I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From PRX's Radiotopia.
Diaries by the Heart. A mini-season through the lens of a very fickle document.
December 12th, 1996. Dear Diary, I don't have boobs. I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not good at sports. Your friend, Caitlin.
February 22nd, 2003. I just got off the phone with Amelia, which reminded me to write in you. May 29th, 2003. I miss hanging out with Amelia. I hate being grounded. January 18th, 2005. I adore Amelia, but sometimes I struggle to understand how one person could need so much attention.
Truth, obscured by emotion, immaturity, spontaneity.
Mexico. I arrived yesterday. For the first time ever, my gate was in the terminal with the Shake Shack at JFK. I took it as a good sign.
Bill, 6/18/77, nipple torture, beefy sodomite, paddle, crop, medium pain tolerance, cuff sensory play with blindfold, Wardenberg wheel, rabbit fur, CB parachute, then cocksucking on bed. What a good little cocksucker, took the entire huge pink one.
Notes from another time.
The changes I feel in myself due to our love leave me feeling unmoored. Like maybe she'll have such a transformative effect on me that we won't be right for each other anymore.
We look back, and it's hard to say what was and what wasn't.
And that's fucking terrifying.
Who were we then? And who are we now?
Diaries. It's our next season. It's coming soon, but not quite yet. We're still working on it, still taking pitches even. So if you know someone, or if you yourself have a diary and want to measure your memory against your former self with us, send us an email. The piece you're about to hear has nothing to do with diaries, but it's something that I heard a really long time ago and haven't been able to forget. Sophie Townsend and Martin Peralta bring us Mr. Fix-It.
I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
I found this picture the other day that you'd drawn, and you'd drawn it when you were about four at childcare. And because kids at childcare, you know, they draw pretty badly, even though that's a delightful picture, let me say, the teachers would actually find out what you'd actually drawn and write a little story underneath.
Yeah.
Okay? So why don't you just read what they had written, what you told them that this was a picture of?
Daddy likes to fix things and Mummy likes to cry on the couch.
And then this was for Parents' Day.
Yeah.
So they hung all of them up around the childcare centre. And so everybody who came in saw that Anna had drawn a picture that said, do you want to read it again?
Daddy likes to fix things and Mummy likes to cry on the couch.
Yeah. So that was kind of humiliating.
Sorry. You didn't can actually fix a lot of things. You know what I mean? He fixed lights. He fixed the fire alarm. You fixed the fire alarm.
That's right. That's right. I did, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah. Knocking it down isn't really fixing it, but same thing.
I fixed the noise coming from yeah. the fire alarm.
Yeah.
You know when you wear his shirt?
Mm. Yeah.
You look so much like him.
I like that shirt. I think he fixed things in that shirt. Da 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 da.
Do you remember that time it was your birthday?
My ninth? We went to a cafe. We rang Dad with me, but he wasn't really there. He was in an orange little box, and it had flowers on it, and his ashes were in there. So he was on a chair, like the box of ashes were on a chair and his box was on a chair, and the waiters weren't 100% sure what was happening or what to do. I really wanted him to stay for my ninth birthday because just before he died, I said, Dada, can you please stay for my ninth birthday? I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. I don't get how one person can just be here for a day and then just being gone for the rest of your life. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
I think he fixed more than broken things. Just him being here has kind of kept everything in place.
Yeah, I do too.
This piece won the Gold Award at the Hearsay International Audio Festival in Ireland and was produced by Sophie Townsend and Martin Peralta. Diaries is going to start in just 2 weeks, and then we'll be back on a regular schedule, releasing biweekly. The Heart is Mitra Kaboli, Jen Eng, Sharon Mashihi, and me, Caitlin Prest. Thanks, as always, to MailChimp and the Knight Foundation for supporting Radiotopia shows. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From Pete.